is Southside.
Of course, the great thing with various podcasts, particularly the Jill Prowse podcasts, is you can actually download them and play them as often. You can have 24/7 Jill Prowse if you wanted, really.
Well, I don't know about that.
Talking about revenue and customs in all sorts of ways. Jill, back in the studio, obviously, for some insightful input and information, of course, courtesy of Revenue and Customs.
Yes, hopefully useful to some of our listeners. It seems a long time ago now, but Christmas isn't that long ago, and I'm sure there was students out there who worked over the Christmas period, as they do in the Easter periods and the summer periods. The point is that if you are a full-time student and you're working just in your break times like that, then you could have completed a form called a P38S, which would have enabled you to be paid without the tax being taken off. But a lot of the time, the student isn't aware of this and the employer isn't aware of it. And so you end up paying tax. Now, everybody in this country has a certain amount of personal allowance that they're allowed to earn before they start to pay tax. So that allowance comes off taxable income. And the year that we're in now, 2010 to 2011, that ends on the 5th of April, that personal allowance is £6,475. So as you can imagine, if you're a student just working in those holiday periods, even though you might be getting really good money for the time you work, it's very unlikely you're going to go over your allowance. And that's the idea behind this P38 student. So in future, if you get a job like that, ask your employer for one of those. You fill it in to say, I'm not going to earn above the allowance and that I am going to be in full-time education the rest of this year. And your employer just holds on to it, and it means they don't have to take tax off you. Now, some of you will be sitting there thinking, well, I've already paid the tax, so what happens now? Basically, if you've paid when you shouldn't because you're not going to earn as much as the allowance, you don't have to wait round till after the end of the tax year. You can actually ask for a refund from Revenue and Customs by completing a form called a P50 and just sending it into your tax office. That can be downloaded from our website, which as always is www.hmrc.gov.uk. And if you put in the search P50, it should take you to that form. So last year, 2008 to 2009, there was a number of students who put those forms in. And just to give you an idea, the sort of average refund that went to them was £339, which when you are a student is very nice, you know. Better still not to pay it up front. But if you're due some money back, then claim it. Now, if you go to the Direct Gov website, and you put in the search students, there is stacks and stacks of information in there. And there's also a lot of help. And there's a student tax calculator. So if you're sat there thinking, I wonder if I did overpay, it will ask you for some details of what you've earned and what you've paid. And then you'll be able to put those in and see if you are due some money back. And anybody out there who is due money back, say you have been working for an employer and been made redundant, and you know that you're not going to work again that year, and you've paid tax already, but you haven't gone above your £6,475, you also can fill a P50 in and ask for a refund of that. So, you know, have a look on the site if you are out there and you're a student, or have a look on the site if you have been made redundant. There's a redundancy fact sheet on our website. Lots of information for everybody. Make sure that you don't pay too much tax and that what you have paid, you get it back.
You raised a couple of very fascinating points there, as ever, Jill. Question you may be able to answer now, you may be able to say, hold it with me, I'll come back to you on that one. Internships are becoming very popular, and some students actually will take on an internship for maybe 3 months, they might do it 6 months, it might be longer, and so on. Similar kind of thing which applies when we start talking about
So they're being paid with that internship. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're being paid wages. The point is the P38S system that I mentioned there, that has been specifically designed for students in full-time education who are just working in the holiday periods. And an employer has to hold on to one of those for each tax year. So if Easter falls within tax years, it could be that a student fills one in for one and one for the next year. Once you've filled one in, if you go back to that same employer, you wouldn't have to keep filling the form in. Now, that's an interesting one, really. I've not really been asked that before, Alex, but when I think about it logically, even with the students who, it's not just in the holiday periods, if at the end of the day, at the end of that time in that internship, if they have paid on an amount that is less than their personal allowance, they can still do the same P50 as everybody else.
Clearly, there are internships which are voluntary, and I know that the newspaper industry often say they couldn't actually function. Certainly, the Independent have actually gone on record saying they need their student volunteers when they're journalism graduates, etc. But there are some paid internships that are around, and a lot of universities try to encourage through various business incubator schemes and initiatives, etc., the notion of companies actually employing students on an internship. I just wanted to raise the question because it is something where certainly for students who are just about to graduate or going into work, this thing could be of some use to
them. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, everybody's entitled to claim a refund as soon as they realise they have overpaid. You see, the reason behind the P38S system, the reason behind that just being in the holiday periods is because it's obvious that if a student's only working in summer, Christmas and Easter, it's very unlikely, unless they're being very, very well paid, that they're going to go up above the personal allowance. And the whole idea of the P38S is to stop a student have to pay in the tax up front, but also to protect the employer, because the student is actually, it's their declaration. They are saying, I understand the rules and I am not going to earn above this amount. The problem is, if that was open to, say, a student who just worked on weekends and did part-time jobs as well, you wouldn't have that same level of sort of, you know, an insurance about it not going above. And I would say, if I find out any different, Alex, I'll certainly have a look into that. Next time I come along and chat, I'll mention it. But what I would say is, anybody in that situation, if you know you're going to go and do that and you know that your income you're going to receive from that employer is not going to take you above your personal allowance, as soon as you've paid that, get your claim in for your refund.
See, proof that Jill Prowse can handle questions that are just thrown at her out of the blue, basically, because we hadn't even rehearsed that particular one, really. Threw that in there. Today's HMRC Revenue and Customs feature is brought to you courtesy of the forms P50 and P38S, I think it was fair to say. And, of course, a reminder of the web address. It is?
It's www.hmrc.gov.uk. And remember, DirectGov has loads of information for students.
Does it get exciting when you reach the end of the tax year? Do you all sort of have a sort of
it's
thrill
busy.
In the office?
It's a busy time, yeah, for lots of people, yeah.
Gear up for that whole set, because we do seem to work through that whole procedure. Of course, it used to be more exciting when we used to have the budgets. Scenario and the rest of it. That's coming. We'll see you again in April, presumably.
Yes, definitely. 4, 3, 2, 1.